I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Americans enjoyed the biggest jump ever in monthly personal income this past December. That's according to new government figures. The Commerce Department says it was mostly thanks to a dividend payout by a single company last month, and that company is Microsoft. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us. Bob, this must have been a really big dividend.
Actually, Alex, it was a $3 per share dividend payment that Microsoft made back on December 2nd, but $3 a share adds up. The total size of that payout amounted to $32 billion, which comes close to the $38 billion that you may recall the government used to jumpstart the economy back in the summer of 2001 in the form of federal income tax rebates. The people who keep track of such things tell us it is highly unusual for a dividend payment from a single company to have this big of an impact on incomes. But this is, after all, Microsoft, which is one of the most widely held stocks in America. And the news is still pretty good, even when you factor out Microsoft. While there would have been a much smaller 0.6% income gain in December, that would still have been an improvement over the 0.4% rise that was reported the month before. No question, though, the Microsoft payout was a real jackpot for a lot of Americans.
That tax rebate you mentioned earlier back in 2001, economists said they could detect the difference that made in consumer spending. Are they thinking you'll see something like that from this dividend payout?
Surprisingly enough, analysts are telling us there's a good chance it won't give the economy the same kind of lift. $38 billion Microsoft payout, the Commerce Department estimates about $24 billion went to individual shareholders. And analysts explain that only those holding stock certificates or retirees who really rely on these dividends for monthly income receive that dividend directly. Just about everybody else have little automatic things in their brokerage accounts that automatically plows it back into the stock market.
Bob, leaders of the Federal Reserve are meeting this week to decide their next move on interest rates. What do you think?
Well, there are other figures out today that might mean the Fed is going to be maintaining its course. The Commerce Department says the price index for consumer spending declined slightly last month, and it was unchanged when you factor out volatile food and energy prices. And that's the inflation measure that's really favored most by the policymakers at the Fed. So analysts are telling us that they'll probably stick by their measured approach and keep nudging interest rates back up a little at a time. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll take a look at the booming business of personal genetic medicine.
Bob, thank you very much. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.